Pages 34 to 35, Paper 6, Written Reception, 60 points. Food for thought. Climate changes and the growth in population have caused food and agricultural companies to seek new ways to feed everyone. This will not be easy, since population forecasts show that whereas the demand for food will skyrocket in the next few decades, the amount of crops will significantly decrease. As a result, scientists are busy working on new inventions to answer the need for more food. One such invention is lab-grown or cultured meat. When the first lab-grown burger was introduced in 2013, it was extremely costly to produce and too expensive to buy. Nevertheless, since the demand for meat around the world is expected to increase by about 70% by the year 2030, mass production of lab-grown meat could be a good solution. Fortunately, today startup companies believe these burgers will soon hit supermarket shelves at an affordable price. It is even predicted that by 2040, 60% of all meat consumed globally will come from lab-grown substitutes or plant-based alternatives. Another way that can help cope with a shortage of food is vertical urban farming, the term used for crops that are grown indoors in urban areas. Urban farms present an attractive solution in countries where there is very little land or in countries that are very dependent on imported food. These farms use much less land and water and produce more crops, thanks to close monitoring of light and nutrition. One example of urban farming is Vertical Field, an Israeli company that has developed an innovative farming solution. They grow crops on walls of containers the size of a big room using soil-based platforms. Vertical Field grows more than 100 different types of crops in isolated conditions that provide healthy and clean crops 365 days a year. Some of their farms are located as close as possible to consumers, for example, in parking lots of supermarkets and on roofs of restaurants and hotels, making it possible for consumers to hand-pick the produce themselves. A third option, which relates to the issue of climate, is the development of what scientists call supercrops, namely, crops that don't only cope with extreme weather conditions, but are also richer in nutrients. Scientists have managed to genetically modify crops, making it possible to grow them in flooded areas or in dry deserts. For example, they have developed scuba rice, which can survive even if it is flooded by water for 2 weeks, and a type of quinoa that can thrive in salty and dry deserts, to name just a few. Although it takes years of research to study and implement innovations in the food industry, many advanced technologies that were unheard of only a decade or two ago are being widely used today. It seems that the only solution to the challenges of an ever-growing population is agritech, which combines agriculture and technology.